Air Battle Force by Dale Brown. Read by William DeFries.
Prologue. Hauermach Border Crossing, near Ankovia, Faryab Province, Northern Afghanistan, January 2003. Captain Wakil Mohammad Zarazi deployed two of his youngest, most inexperienced, and therefore most expendable, troops right beside the road for the ambush, promising them promotions and high honors if they survived, and a place at the right hand of God if they were killed. Yes, they still believed they would get both. The boys hid behind piles of snow and rocks until the lead armored personnel carrier, an old Russian-made BMP, cruised by, and then they threw RKG-3 anti-tank hand grenades under the chassis. When the grenades were rolled under the BMPs, they righted themselves, then fired copper-sheathed, high-explosive, hollow-charge warheads up into the crew compartment. The molten copper blew through the 10-millimeter armor underneath and spattered molten copper throughout the crew compartment, instantly killing any soldiers inside. The BMP died quickly and messily. And, Zarazi hoped, all on board did too. His men, emboldened by the success of this first attack, streamed out of their hiding places and went on the attack, hitting the other vehicles in the convoy with small arms fire. To Zarazi, the company commander of the guerrilla forces that surprised this small United Nations detachment, the apparent success of the hastily planned ambush was unexpected. His men had been on the move for months in some of northern Afghanistan's worst weather. They were cold, tired, starving, and low on ammunition, morale, and courage. Continue.